Up next on American Restoration.
Let's see what you got.
I've come to Rick's today to have a look at my 67 Honda Scrambler.
Wow. It was dirt and street?
Oh, yeah.
This thing was cutting edge back in the day.
You absolutely positive we're in the right spot?
I know what we're doing. It's going to be like finding a needle in a haystack, but we're going to have to do it.
Sitting here watching the truck. Man, water coming through this like nothing.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. I love coming to work every day, especially on days like this, when a customer rolls in with a motorcycle on the back of his truck.
I'm Don.
Don, great to meet you. Let's see what you got.
I've come to Rick's today to have him look at my 1967 Honda Scrambler and see if I can get it fully restored. I want to restore it because this is basically the first thing I ever bought with my own money.
So where'd you get this?
I bought it new.
You bought it brand new?
Brand new. It's a garage bike.
Oh, you've had a garage the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got 1,700 miles.
There's no miles on it.
No miles.
Wow.
The only thing I don't have is a front fender. Ran into a tree, I think.
Been there.
Haven't started it since 74. I just want to see if it's still loose.
Kicks off. Oh, yeah. That's a good sign. This thing looks a little rough, but it's got low mileage. And the kickstart moved freely, which means the engine isn't locked up. She may be ugly now, but after a lot of work, I think this bike is going to be amazing.
So this is a
305. 305 Scrambler, yeah.
And this was an Enduro, yes? It was dirt and street?
Oh, yeah. Right. Not really great on the dirt, but you could go there. Not right. Great in the street, but right. You could ride it there.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they put the pipes up in the air so you can ride the thing in the dirt. They were heading in the direction of dirt bikes is what they were doing.
Exactly. It's fun to ride, though.
Riding bikes is freedom, you know? It really, really is. I get super stressed and stuff, and I get on my bike.
Oh, you're gone.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Like, instant reliever. What's your idea? Totally original?
I think so.
I mean, no extra frills.
Perfect.
Okay? I mean, it's plenty ugly right now. We tear everything down that moves, 8 hours. Pieces get sent to the chrome shop. We'll take all the spokes out, go through the brakes, and we'll end up painting all the black parts first, the frame, the forks, the headlamp. Then we go to assembly. Probably 8 hours. After all said and done, 6,800.
Boy, you know, in 67 when I bought this, it was 1,900 bucks.
Wow.
When Rick quoted me $6,500, I'm going, dude, I paid $1,900 for it, 67. So can you do it for $1,900?
Well, 1967, $1,900 probably was $6,800 now.
Okay, 68. All right, let's do it.
This Scrambler is really cool, and luckily, it looks like it has most of its parts, all but the front fender, which could be a real challenge to find. All right, guys, let's go ahead and start tearing this thing apart. Keep in mind, this guy wants this thing bone stock. Totally original, like it came off the showroom floor.
All right? Yep.
A customer dropped off a 1967 Honda Scrambler that we need to get torn down so we can really get cranking on this restoration.
Let's just get the big stuff first, and then we'll get the hard stuff later.
Anything in Honda, using like four different wrenches, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's all you need.
You guys got it.
You got that?
Yep.
Whoop. Oh, it's off.
It's gonna give you a lubricant.
Rick, Don's here to see you.
Okay.
Hey, Rick, good to meet you. How are you?
Good to meet you, Don. What you got?
Well, this is a 1960s TWA light-up sign that went at the base of the stairs that they'd roll up to the airplane.
So this was basically something that was in front of the plane where you walked up the steps because you literally had to check for your flight outside.
Yeah, and this was like that last check to make sure you're getting on that right plane.
Right plane. That's awesome.
When I was a kid, I was always interested in aviation. Later on in life, I got interested in antique advertising. So when I saw the sign, I had to have it.
TWA was in their heyday between the 60s and 70s. When you got on the plane, you would dress up. I mean, you'd be in a suit and a tie, everybody dressed up. It was a big deal, just like when the cruises came out back in the early, you know, in the 10s and the 20s. Back then, you know, people were impressed with just flying, period, you know? And then now, yeah, things have totally changed. It's sort of turned into a bus.
Back in the 60s, commercial air travel was nothing like it is today. There weren't any gates or digital displays with your flight info or even air bridges when you boarded the plane. You had to walk out on the tarmac and climb a flight of stairs just to board your flight.
So how are you thinking about getting this thing restored?
It looks pretty good, except for the lettering, the TWA.
Yeah.
So there's some way you could go in and retouch the TWA in there.
What I'll do is I'll tape these off, mask it all off. We'll shoot it, we'll light it up and see what it looks like. Does it work?
I haven't tested it, but the gate agent could actually come over and turn these little wheels at the bottom, which are sort of seized up. That's why I need you.
Yeah, needs to be probably battery operated. So when I get inside this, we'll test that. These are cool here, mm-hmm. How they literally adjust everything. So we'll get those all working. And then make it all light.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Total restoration, get the thing sandblasted, painted, new glass, fix the rubber, make the thing work, and assembling it, I'm looking right around 1,500 total.
1,500, huh?
I'm afraid of the inside, to be quite honest. It's like any piece that we do. Until you open that thing, you know, it's all like a crapshoot until we get going on it.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if it's less, I'm not going to hit you. It could go down.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
So, what do you think?
Go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm really excited about seeing how this piece comes out, and I'm really interested in seeing what Rick comes up with.
Thank you very much for bringing it.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, let's go all in right. The office and take care of some business. Hey, Bradley.
What's up?
I need you to wash my truck. I mean, that last windstorm just destroyed it. It's filthy. And I need you to go wash it. And it needs to be hand washed.
Okay.
Not through a car wash. Not one of those things that got the brushes. You'll just scratch it all up.
Okay.
All right? Normally, I hand wash my truck. But recently, the shop's been so busy, I just don't have time. So I'm going to have Bradley take my baby out and get her washed.
Am I paying with my own money?
That'll be the day.
Sure will. I think this is enough. It's more expensive now these days. I don't know when the last time you went and got a car wash.
Don't be such a smartass. Give me that, man.
All right, this will do. I'll go get it done.
All right.
All right.
Hurry it up. Don't hurt it.
All right.
Careful.
All right.
Don't dawdle either.
Dawdle?
Don't take all day.
All right. This is what I'm talking about.
A customer brought in this old TWA sign to get fixed up. I've never seen anything like this before, so I'm gonna tear it down and see what the mechanism on the inside looks like.
Ho! How does this work? There used to be a plug here, and then you just plugged it in, it lit up all these. It's all on one circuit. So you twist this one to give it slack, then twist that one to tighten it up. So that's why there's two knobs for each. Because if you would only twist one, you would rip it. And if I rip it, I'm gonna get ripped in half.
I think it's kind of cool Rick trusts me to take his baby out. So I'm gonna make sure everything goes nice and smooth while it's getting all prettied up. I love my job, sitting at the car wash. Now I'm gonna eat me some food. Man, this is awesome.
Things are really flying on this TWA sign restoration. Tyler just blasted it with charcoal. Now I'm gonna spray it bright white. Once the base coat dries, we're gonna add some red stripes on the side to complement the TWA logo. And this sign is gonna look fantastic. Step by step, things are coming together on this Honda Scrambler. Our biggest problem now is trying to find the front fender that was missing. Tyler's always asking for more responsibility around here, so I figure finding this front fender would be a good opportunity to show me what he's got.
When my dad asked me to find a fender for the bike we have in, I figured, how hard could it be? Go to a scrapyard, find a fender, and boom, Tyler saves the day.
You absolutely positive we're in the right spot?
I know what we're doing. We're in the right place.
You better be right.
I am.
This is a long drive. Not to mention, I had to put shoes on.
Not only did I find the best scrapyard in Nevada, it's definitely the most organized, too. This should be cake.
Tyler, this place is absolutely amazing. It's huge. It's massive. How the hell are we going to find a little fender in all this?
It's going to be like finding a needle in a haystack, but we're going to have to do it.
There's so much crap.
Hey, hold on.
What is that?
Yeah, no. Unless it's a really, really skinny tire.
That's not a fender. How do you people wear shoes? My feet are so freaking hot.
Oh, what's this? Oh, got it. What's that? No?
That is not a fender.
You sure?
Not a fender. Limbo under there.
Don't want to break my nose.
Such a cheater. You suck. We've got everything but motorcycle parts in here.
Trust me. Just trust me. Oh, my God.
I'll be back in a minute, dude.
Let's go.
While Ron and Tyler are searching for the front fender, I had Jeff take apart the engine on the Honda Scrambler. Now Cowboy's bead blasting some of the parts so that Phil can get the bodywork started and prepped and ready for paint.
We've been out at the salvage yard for a couple of hours now, trying to find this front fender for a motorcycle we're restoring.
I am gonna kill you.
And now my Uncle Ron is delaying us even more with his little pit stop.
You're an ass.
Are you ready? Let's go.
Not one motorcycle part in this entire area.
I'm assuming we're just gonna have to ask. I mean, I don't know where else to look.
Hey, where are the motorcycle parts at, man?
What's that?
Where are the motorcycle parts at?
We don't have any motorcycle parts. We haven't had any for years.
For years? You're an ass. I almost hate you right now.
How was I supposed to know they didn't have any motorcycle parts? It's a scrapyard.
Are you gonna tell Rick about this?
No, I think you should tell him.
I'm putting my socks right in your nose.
Earlier, Rick sent me out to wash his truck. Rick gave me $20, and it only costed 10. So now I get to eat my free lunch with my good friend, Heineke the horse. I love that horse. All done.
It's a Honda 305 Scrambler from 1967, and I need the front fender. When my dad put me in charge of finding this fender, I thought it was gonna be cake. We struck out at my only lead, so now I have to call every possible lead in Vegas. This sucks, but I really don't wanna fail.
We can't let a missing fender slow us down, so Jeff's respoken the chrome rims, and I'm painting all the parts.
Now, in what way am I gonna be able to blame this on Ron?
Without the fender, I don't know what we're gonna do. I really don't have the time to recreate this fender.
Oh my God, you're a saint.
TWA, baby.
A little while ago, we got a TWA sign that was in really rough shape. Since then, we've almost completely brought this thing back to life. Now I got Kyle and Cowboy working on the guts of this little beauty so it can be ready for reassembly.
Okay. 52-42.
Flight 52-42, departing Las Vegas.
The TWA sign is ready to go, and the customer just pulled up.
Good to see you again. I came down today to pick up my 1960s TWA sign.
So, you ready?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see what you got.
Okay, come on over here.
When I dropped off the sign, it was in really rusted out shape. So, I get to see it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's taller than I thought.
Yeah. You still ready? Okay, here we go.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
Holy cow.
You like it?
Incredible. Incredible. It's just like larger than life. I can't believe it. I can't believe what this thing looks like. I mean, it looks better than new.
We ended up shooting the white on first. We did the red stripes.
Okay.
And then we put clear coat on it. So that makes it pop like that. The old rubber that was on there was cracked. We ended up finding the exact same rubber, so we put that back on there.
I was wondering about the graphics. That looks like the original one, but only brand new. You even captured the metallic in that gold.
Yeah, detail's very important.
See these knobs down here?
They were all frozen up.
Now these actually change. It used to sit on something at one point. We ended up making a stand for it.
The chrome really brings something to it. It's incredible.
All right, so you happy, Don?
Incredibly happy.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.
All right. Rick. Well, that's the biggest thing. That's more than the money, but there is some money. So let's come on in here. Let's fill out.
All in all, I am so pleased that I brought this to Rick. This piece looks so good that now all I need is an aircraft in my basement to pull up to it.
Hi. Here's the fender for the Scrambler. Rick needs this done right away. Can you do it?
Yep.
The fender for the Honda Scrambler that Tyler tracked down is vintage, so it's going to need a little body work and some paint before we can put it on. Luckily, my guys are awesome, but the clock is really ticking. I had Bradley go get my truck washed. I just hope he took good care of my baby. Bradley! One of the biggest headaches on the Honda Scrambler has been finding an authentic fender. Now that the Scrambler's shined up and reassembled, we're ready to show it off. I just hope the customer likes it as much as I do.
How you doing? I'm Don, here for the Scrambler.
Oh yeah, the Scrambler?
Well, I'm here at Rick's today to pick up my 67 Scrambler that I bought new back in 1967.
Let me go get Rick.
Sure, hey, thanks. I'll wait right here.
Well, I'm really excited to see my bike. I've heard good things about Rick, so I'm expecting a lot. I hear something.
All right.
Well, I'm impressed.
I feel like Easy Rider now.
Oh man.
Check it out. Kick the tires.
Oh, I just like it. Wow. This is really nice. You know, when Rick rode that bike out, boy, it looked better than new. I'm not kidding. The bike looks better now than it did then, and Rick did a great job.
Let me say the things that I've done.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that we didn't do.
Yeah.
From wiring, all the fork seals, the motor was reborn, new pistons, the brakes, all the chrome. We painted everything with the original silver. We zinc plated all the spokes.
I like that the spokes are dull. I do.
Yeah, me too.
Because the rim is shiny enough.
Didn't have a fender in it. My son, Tyler, literally, he looked everywhere. He found the fender and the bracket.
I like the fact that Rick was true to the manufacturer, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want anything outlandish. I didn't want pinstripes. I just wanted it straight the way it came from the factory, and that's what Rick did. Can I take it for a spin, Ricky? Please, please, please.
Get on.
All right. It was down, up, 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 right?
Yeah.
This is what makes all the hard work worthwhile. Seeing someone turn back the clock with an off-the-showroom floor restoration. Makes me want to take a long ride on my bike.
Riding it for the first time, boy, it brought back memories. I was 21 again.
You like it?
I do. So how much are we at?
You know, we had hours and hours of research trying to find parts, right, on the phone. Tyler's running around. The total restoration cost is going to be, I'm right at budget, right at 60.
Okay, perfect. Great job.
I'm really glad you
like it. I'm too, thanks.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome, let's go inside and we'll take care of some paperwork.
When I bought it, we were going to go on a trip. Well, a guy got hurt, we didn't go. Went with service, sat around. Now I want to maybe take that trip now.
Sitting here watching the truck, because Heineke did up. Oh, this sun is hot. Had me a burger, had me a shake. Hope there isn't an earthquake. Oh, I hate my job.